This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Tuesday's House Ways and Means hearing on bills to cap the film tax credit program brought out some of the big names in Louisiana movie making, like Lampton Enochs of the Oscar-winning Moonbot Studios and former Dukes of Hazzard star John Schneider.
I have not won an Academy Award, but I've seen several films that have.
Charmed as lawmakers were by the big names, it was the Louisiana residents, workers in the movie industry, who made the biggest impression. They spoke against Alexandria Representative Lance Harris's bill that would scale the credits back to zero over the next 5 years. Harris said the state could not afford to keep wasting money on movie making.
It's kind of like a 40-year-old son that won't get out of the house. You're still spending money on him, but he won't leave. And mom and dad have to eat peanut butter while the kid goes out and parties.
Don Marshall, a Tangipahoa Parish constable who works security details on movie sets, says the film industry helps him make ends meet.
If your bill passes, I don't know that I can put food on the table for my family no more.
Martha Huckabee is a native New Orleanian, married to a film producer.
If this bill passes, we would be forced to move to Atlanta. Guys, I don't want to move to Atlanta.
Michael Papajohn, a stuntman and former LSU baseball player, says he finally got to move home and do the work he loves.
I've never worked more. The movie business is right in my backyard, and I don't want to move back to California. This is my home.
It persuaded Representative Harris, who allowed his bill to be amended, keeping the film tax credit program and setting the cap on credits at $200 million a year. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.